The Bush administration welcomes foreign leaders to Washington this week as it tries to solidify commitments to help fight terrorism. President Bush meets with French President Jacques Chirac today, Indonesia's President Megawati Sukarnoputri tomorrow, and British Prime Minister Tony Blair on Thursday. Secretary of State Colin Powell has talks scheduled with at least 5 foreign ministers. Some of the meetings were planned long before last week's terrorist attacks on the U.S., but there is no question what the focus is now. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
In addition to talking to traditional allies, the U.S. is looking for help in unlikely quarters. The State Department says it's been in contact with Cuba and Sudan, both on the U.S. list of countries that sponsor terrorism. Cuba has strongly condemned last week's attacks, and Sudan has offered to cooperate against terrorism. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher says in the conversations taking place in Washington and foreign capitals, the United States is asking for various forms of assistance.
Can you share information? Can you help us disrupt the financial flows? Can you close your borders? Can you prevent transits of groups? Can you investigate aspects of groups or attacks that might be necessary to investigate? Can you close down offices or operations?
Boucher says some countries already have taken action. Switzerland, for instance, has frozen bank accounts that are associated with alleged terrorist mastermind Osama bin Laden. As Secretary of State during the Persian Gulf War, James Baker has experience in forming international coalitions, and he says it's not easy.
But I think that in this case, much of the world witnessed the horror that took place here on September 11th, and many of these countries, particularly the freedom-loving countries, know that the same thing could happen in their country. So I would expect that they would be prepared to assist in every reasonable way.
But some countries have been less than enthusiastic about the proposed coalition. Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak has denounced the attacks and voiced strong support for the United States. But Mubarak told CNN last night a coalition might be premature and risks pitting one group of countries against another. Professor Edmond Garib teaches Middle East affairs at American University. He says there is concern in the Middle East that a coalition against terror might target groups such as the Palestinians, who are fighting Israeli occupation.
Sometimes one person's freedom fighter is another person's terrorist, but that's why the definition of terrorism becomes very important. There should be a clear distinction between resistance to foreign occupation in your own country and attacks on civilians in other countries.
Robert Kagan is an analyst with the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace based in Brussels. Europeans, he says, are extremely sympathetic to the United States in this tragedy, but there's trepidation about what the U.S. is going to do.
Those countries that are joining this coalition may want to know what it is they're buying onto, and at this moment, of course, the administration itself doesn't know.
James Baker says the U.S. must clearly define its objectives, as it did during the Persian Gulf War. But he acknowledges that fighting terrorism is quite different from trying to oust Iraqi forces from Kuwait.
Terrorism is broad-based. This effort is going to take a long time. The longer it takes, the tougher it's going to be to keep the coalition together. But I think with leadership, it can be done.
Tomorrow, the diplomatic offensive continues. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.